Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck Event Center, September 15th. Get those tickets while you can, starting at $20. FreedomMattersUSA.com.
Well, you ask me where I come from.
So, where do we come from exactly, huh?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, I'm waiting.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Right on.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes. And eagle fly.
USA, baby, welcome.
It's a big old.
What's on your mind?
Countless dreams.
Glad to have you along today. How about this? A little radio graffiti to start the hour. And open phone time, which means you got a minute. We're going to put you on the clock, uninterrupted. You say what you want to say, ask a question, make a statement, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll take your emails, we'll take your text, but we love it when you call. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I have a couple of examples of this already. By text, can someone explain why Trump endorsed Sarah Palin lost in the Alaska special election? It's Alaska.
Yeah, they, Sarah Palin, too. I like Sarah Palin, but I don't know.
You think that her star has fallen?
I think a bit, maybe. She's just been a little too goofy on a little too many occasions, but I do like her. I don't think she's a rhino.
The Democrat won in the race.
Although, yeah, I know.
It's
Alaska.
It is Alaska.
You said it best.
Yeah, I think they beat the different drummer, different beat. By the way, it was just a special election to fill the seat of Don Young. So in November, there'll be another one. So, anyway, there's the first answer of the day. Let's go to Leah and Benedict. It's 701-258-0550. You got a minute, Leah. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Yeah. Based on the conversation yesterday concerning teaching harmful ideologies in our state schools, I wanted to inform people that the Federal Department of Education is proposing to expand the anti-discrimination laws to include preferred gender identity and sexual preference. And this federal law would supersede our state laws. And if we would want to continue to receive federal funding, we would have to comply. It's called Title IX, which since 1972 has protected against discrimination based on being male or female. Now they want to create these new categories of sex discrimination for which institutions would have to affirm and accommodate without parental notice or consent. So you can comment on the Federal Register and link into the website called childparentrights.org. We should ask Senator Kramer to take action and also our AG to take action along with 22 other states who have filed lawsuits against the Department of Ed and Department of Ag who want to withhold lunch money if institutions don't comply.
So Title IX is not new. Are these new rules within Title IX rather than a new law?
Biden's executive order in January of 21 said everybody needs to change their administrative rulemaking, and this is what was put to accommodate and so-called anti-discrimination. And so these departments are filing this notice to change, expand their rulemaking in the Federal Register.
Yep, the tweet from the DOE. Says it's important that LGBTQI plus whatever students feel safe in school and be able to learn without harassment or discrimination. And it goes on. It looks like that's the plan. But just remember.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Okay.
I think Leah's point of federalizing this is the biggest concern here, without question.
We need to shut down the Department of Education.
Go ahead, Leah.
Yeah, if you go to childparentrights.org, it explains it in plain language and gives you a link directly to the Federal Register. If they get enough signatures, they have to reconsider what they're doing. But, yeah, we have to find out from Senator Kramer where the real teeth is to stop this.
Yeah, Senator Kramer will be on tomorrow, obviously, in the talk radio town hall, so I'll make a note to ask him about this. Appreciate the heads up on it, though, Leah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You bet. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Texas sends a link to a story in National Review headline, Major League Baseball's Unseemly Support for Youth Gender Transitions, with a note to me to say, I don't see why you would even ask us to support this crap. Now, when have I asked anybody to support that crap? Major League Baseball's woke agenda.
Well, I mean, he probably mean being at the Twins game.
Okay, but can I separate out the Major League Baseball woke agenda?
Apparently you can't.
Can I separate out the players' union and the crap they pull, which, by the way, is why there was a, you know, George Floyd, we're with you, Wood banner, whatever that was, out in, the, you know, the Major League Baseball's players' union woke agenda says, hey, either you put that banner up there or I don't play baseball. Can I separate that out from traditions? Time-honored memories?
Nope, apparently not.
Maybe I can't, according to some folks, but that's what I'm trying to make.
Well, that's your choice to make, and that's fine. You know, I don't spend any money on any of it anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, do you let the woke agenda rob?
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That's the question. And now, this story says at least 20 teams have promoted or funded groups that advocate or are directly involved in child gender transitions, according to National Review. Like most of the nation's major sports leagues, Major League Baseball has embraced a number of left-wing causes in recent years. The league's website now boasts a social justice section that promotes texts such as the 1619 Project and White Fragility, as well as authors such as Ibram X., Kendi and Angela Davis, and a number of players knelt for the national anthem during the George Floyd protest in the summer of 2020.
Maybe baseball needs to do what golf did and come up with another league and play for that.
See, this is where the national, where the Major League Baseball is held hostage by the players' union. I guarantee if they don't have a social justice section on their website, I guarantee that's a negotiated point by the Major League Baseball players' union conversations. It's unbelievable. Does it tell us who the teams are? It said 20 teams. It doesn't. At least not this far in the article. Anyway, so answer to the question, and I'm sincerely asking it. I hate the mob bosses of Major League Baseball. Same with the players' union. I just hate it when a woke mob steals traditions. You know, some people choosing to say, I'm done with them all together. I'm out of here. Perfectly fine. And by the way, I've been to one Twins game in 3 years. So it's not like I'm,
season ticket holder.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you know, it's with all of it going on, I mean, aside from rodeo and NASCAR, pretty much, it's all the wokeness, especially, you know, 2 years ago and when George Floyd thing came out, it's everywhere. So it leaves you with you know. And I understand, well, just go camping or do something. Well, I like to watch college football. I like to watch college basketball. So I'm, you know, sue me. I'm, you know, sorry. I don't pay any attention to the wokeness. I care less. I think it's ridiculous.
All right.
But I like the game.
All right. That's a minute or more on that topic. What's next? You tell us, 701-258-0550. Radio graffiti means you got a minute. Minute only to lay it on us uninterrupted.
Texter says Alaska has ranked choice voting. Enough said, communists.
Oh,
they do.
Yeah, they
that's a true statement. So that factors in there as well. I haven't dug into the in results at all, how many different candidates or any of that. But
right now, everybody you'd like to have win.
Yeah, who should get a trophy?
Exactly. That is exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You don't win the office, but you get this trophy here.
A little bigger trophy here, a little bigger trophy there. Hand out the trophies.
Here you go, kiddo.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. A listener suggested that we might want to pop in for Joe's speech. Just listen to the name-calling, lies, and yelling. I've never heard a president talking so childish to the American people. See, here's Joe Biden's deal. You got to recognize whenever he speaks, it's tough guy Joe. He loves to put on that tough guy Joe kind of thing.
I
think he thinks if he yells, he's more tough guy. You know?
Yeah.
So look, what he's doing is reading a prompter and praying that he'll get through it without gaffe upon gaffe upon gaffe. And he yells a lot. So it's just that's his thing. If we see a speech happening during an open phone segment, maybe we'll take a little just for some entertainment. How about that? Yeah. Another topic. Ironic. California now telling residents not to charge their electric cars. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got to keep up with Governor Newsom.
Yeah. 4 days after, we're going all electric.
And you can't have
13 years.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You in your home, you in your business, can have the very same technology that schools and long-term care facilities and hospitals have used in the post-pandemic era to keep air cleaner. They're the indoor air quality experts. Find out more about them at hatandsons.com. Since 1908, just finding a way. Wayne in Des Moines, Iowa. A little radio graffiti for Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, and thank you a lot, Scott, for what you do. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, yesterday afternoon, I just got a little bit of information where the president's talking person there, I can't say her name, she voiced the opinion that President Biden believes that any MAGA Republicans are extremists. And I'm a Republican, but I guess I'm extreme at loving this country and loving what the democracy says and what our freedoms are. Is that an extremist? I was wondering how you felt in that.
Yeah, let's listen to what she said, Wayne, here, and we'll comment.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. That extreme, this is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
See, they've got to set. They've got to try and establish a narrative in the middle of a free fall here.
Oh my gosh!
That is just dishonest reporting.
It's you know. Meanwhile, Joe's babbling.
I know.
You know, Joe is babbling, so they know he's babbling. So they got to try and set that narrative.
Where's the rule of law in any of this? Where's the rule of law at the border? Where's the rule of law with the illegal immigrants? Where's the rule of law in any of it?
Here's what I don't understand, sincerely. And some Democrat, I would love to hear their viewpoint on this. How is it that two words triggers the left these days? America first.
Right?
Isn't
right.
America first what we, you know, don't we always want to put America first? Don't we, having had the blessing of being born here, want America first? What is that all about, Wayne?
I need to ask you another question then to follow this up. Can I do that right now?
Of course. Go ahead.
I believe I heard they're bringing on 67,000 new IRS agents, which they will all be, or a good amount of them, will be carrying guns. Now, I've never understood that an IRS agent is under some kind of threat that they would need to be carrying guns. But what is their end game as far as that IRS agent will be able to come into our residence? Or our businesses to be looking for what?
I think that was a little bit overblown. The number's 87,000 new agents, but there is a division, a criminal division of the IRS, where they're armed, and that's always been. That's not new. So now I would imagine proportionally, if you're adding 87,000 IRS agents, and that I understand is about doubling the force, maybe there will be more people than there were previously in the criminal division. But I don't think the 87,000 are all armed. I think that got blown out of proportion.
No, they're going to start by auditing everybody for anything.
That's the bigger worry.
Yeah.
That's
then,
the bigger
then
worry.
Then they'll send the, when you can't pay it or whatever, then the criminal division will come in and do what it has to do. But
what these agents are going to do is the bigger worry. And,
yes.
And Kevin just hit on it.
Yeah, they're coming after you and me.
Wayne, appreciate the call. I don't understand why we haven't had more attention on what's going on with Taiwan. And China right now. We got a drone shot down. We got a mess going on. Gordon Chang is one of my favorite authors and experts on China. And if you follow at all his tweets, an hour ago he tweeted, China's extremely provocative conduct against Taiwan a few hours ago shows that Xi Jinping, how do you say his name again?
Xi Jinping.
Completely ignored yesterday's warnings from the NSC. This should be considered ominous. He said 2 hours ago, history does repeat itself. Just as Joe Biden failed to deter Russia from invading Ukraine, he's now failing to deter China from attacking Taiwan. This is happening right now. This very moment. And I think the latest excuse making is, That drone wasn't the CCP's, which, you know, pull this leg into place, jingle bells, I guess, right? It wasn't the CCP's. It was some rogue group, some civilian drone hobbyists, they're saying.
Yeah, apparently own drones over there.
Acting on their own.
Yeah, we're not talking about a little flying deal that's a foot wide either.
Yeah. He goes on to say, Chang does, that if that's in fact accurate, then the CCP's lost control of the Chinese people, who are now freelancing foreign policy. Also means the Biden administration need no longer talk to China, Taiwan, anyone else. So, but I've just been amazed that we're not paying more attention to that. Really am. Another topic from a texter: North Dakota's legislature and the governor needs to put a law in to stop the backdoor cheating here. Fargo already has some version of this mess that needs to be banned at the state level. Where is our election integrity? Question for our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, the founder of Clean Elections USA, today on the program. How about that? Jim the Flagpole Guy is going to be here. We have Alan Dershowitz on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here after the top of next hour, author of The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Liberal law professor from Harvard, repeatedly sounding the alarm on the treatment Donald Trump has received from the swamp. Pretty amazing. Listener says, hey, Scott, texted a question yesterday, but there wasn't enough time left in the show. How does a person find out if any of the stuff that the Grand Forks teacher brought forward is happening in their community? I live in Dickinson and have my suspicions, but don't know where to start. That particular situation in Grand Forks came from a teacher. A teacher wrote a letter and said, hey, legislators, hey, school board, this is happening. So I'd talk to the teachers. I'd have a conversation with them. I would have to imagine in Dickinson you got a lot of patriots that are teachers. Find out. Direct from them. That's where I'd start anyway. Somebody wants to hear a little bit of the greatest hits from Joe Biden. Do you got anything, one of his favorite speeches, Kev Handy? I know we were waiting for his speech here a little later on. Any greatest hit available for Joe Biden? I aim to please here.
I was just reading another text about the Peter Ducey, Karine Jean-Pierre.
KJP.
About the interaction they had about, Novak Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open because he's an unvaccinated foreign national, but people can wander across. But apparently, that's not happening. People are not walking across the border.
The protocols, I refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. But, so they're two different things.
How is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and,
yes.
that's not how.
Yes, it is. Every day.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly
what that's not what's happening.
But no, it's not. But the border's secure.
Yes, it is.
Just listen.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Gloria Stefan has a birthday today.
Big one, 65.
How about that?
Conga line forms right over behind Scotty. Lead it off, buddy.
Is that disco?
No. That was, I don't think it would be disco.
No,
that was
more
world. Disco. Yeah, world beat kind of stuff, I guess.
The conga.
Yep.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Petro Surf USA. Here's some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for you today. Salisbury Steaks winning the day. Glendon, NP Avenue, West Main Avenue. Pulled pork on West Main Avenue, another choice. Chicken Parmesan in Harwood, Valley City. You got your pulled pork or your French dip today. And meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at Cafe USA. We had a listener reach out to us and tell us a little bit about a group called Clean Elections USA, a grassroots effort that started as a Dropbox initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. We'll do that in just a moment here today on the program. Tom, let's get you in here. You've been waiting to weigh in. Tom and Fargo.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott. Say, just real quick, I'd like to suggest a guest for during Big Iron. His name is Eric Snodgrass. He's chief climate meteorologist for Nutrien Ag Systems. He's going to be the meteorologist there on Tuesday morning for Red River Farm Network. And I just thought that when you do your egg show on Monday, that maybe in the morning between 8:30 to 9 or so, you could get him in. If he's in town, he should be in town, probably at least by Monday night anyway.
But, are you talking he's in town for Big Iron?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So we'll be at Big Iron all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday. So, I'll mark that down as a possible guest for us. Love it.
Yeah, and you can go on his he's got a YouTube site. He's on definitely on Twitter. But he's an excellent meteorologist, and he's been here before. This will be his second time he's been here.
Fantastic. All right, Tom, love it. Thank you for the tip, and we'll make a note and add that to our guest roster for Big Iron. Appreciate it very much. Let me welcome to the program the founder of Clean Elections USA, Melody Jennings. Hello, Melody. How are you?
Hey, hello. Great to be here. I'm doing great. Thanks.
You have a fan in our audience who tipped us to hate. You might want to consider having Melody on. And by the way, we love that when our listeners suggest tips. So Clean Elections USA sounded like our kind of group. What is it? Tell us a little bit about the background of how this got started.
Yeah, happy to. So early April, I, just being a normal, everyday run-of-the-mill girl, Main Street USA said, you know, I'm just really fed up and tired of watching my country just fall off into this abyss. And I said, you know what, we've got to be able to do something about this, and, you know, just as we the people. And but yet I'm watching all these Dominion machines and all these different skills and cheats going on and feeling completely helpless and powerless. And but this just came out of me, and but I am their boss, and so are my neighbors. I mean, we are their boss. What, you know, why is this happening, and why are we letting this happen? Maybe I need to jump out on Truth Social and ask people, what can we do? And as soon as I had that thought, I actually posted up on Truth, what can we do? And the very next thought was, why am I asking anybody else what to do when I can come up with something? And the next thought was, well, these drop boxes we keep hearing a little bit about. I mean, you know, 2,000 mules haven't come out yet, but, you know, just little rumblings of that. And I said, you know, why can't we just put 10 people around, you know, 10 patriots around boxes and guard the boxes and keep mules from coming up and stuffing those boxes with, you know, treasonous, you know, ballots that aren't even real ballots. And so I just threw that out there and said, hey, let's do this. 10 people in shifts around the clock, as long as there's a box open during the term, why don't we watch it? And people got excited about it. I mean, it went from just a little thought in my head to now we are watching boxes in 16 states.
Wow, so, yeah, fantastic. So when you say watching a box, what does that entail?
So it entails, you know, you don't want to have less than 8 people. That's my minimum, but 8 to 10 people. Just basically, you know, abiding by the law, making sure you know how many feet away you're supposed to be to not be considered voter suppression. You know, no electioneering. Don't wear your MAGA hats. Don't wear anything that's, you know, don't wear anything that's going to get you in trouble with electioneering. But just, you know, bring your lawn chairs. Maybe order some pizza and do a potluck. Hey, bring some cards and play some Texas Hold'em. I don't care. That's been done. Just have a good time. Sit there and meet some other incredible patriots. And basically the effect is these mules who really don't want to be spotted, you know, see a group of 10 people and slink away into darkness and say, oh, I think I'll try the next box. Oh, shoot, there's still people there, too. So the goal is to have a boring night at the box. And, yeah, that's the goal.
It's exactly what we need done.
Yeah, that's
so, I mean, one of the many things to counteract this playbook.
And for folks that have not seen 2,000 Mules... not familiar with the work of True the Vote, the organization that was really the impetus of that whole movie. Tell folks what that movie showed us in black and white. I mean, with our own eyes. What'd we see?
Right. What we saw was, okay, think about the phone that's in your hand, your smartphone. And think about if you call up DoorDash or Uber, they can pinpoint you right where you are. They can come straight to you. So... basically, the work of True the Vote was, you know, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, who is OPSEC and all into the cybersecurity world, they were able to, over the last year and a half, or over an 18-month period, basically create a pattern of life and grab these geo-tracking patterns of these mules. And you can see it on, when you watch 2,000 Mules, you actually see where they went, and you could see their path, like you're watching, you know, the patterns at an airport. You can see the path of these people because they're holding their phones in their hand, and it's geo-tracking them from an NGO, you know, these nonprofit dark organizations, to a drop box, to another drop box, to another drop box, to an NGO, back around to some of those same drop boxes. And they sat there and did analysis on this, and they pulled out all of these outliers and just did this crazy, you know, analysis of, let's say people had to go to a box 10 times. There were 242 of those just who went to the same box 10 times and put ballots into a box. At least 10 times. And so then, you know, if you think about that, and that was just in one little area. So across the nation, when you don't take it out to 10 times, you take it out to 2 or 3 or 4 times. You know, there were hundreds of thousands of these. And the Soroses of the world and this whole cabal paid billions of dollars to hire these people, probably the same people who are in Tifa, I don't know, but hire these people across the nation to become these ballot traffickers, which we've now, you know, they have the moniker of mules, like you think of drug mules. So they were stuffing boxes, and you can see it right on the screen at 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you do. It's powerful.
It really is. I mean, I saw it and sat there after the movie ended just stunned, just sick to my stomach. And, of course, this was a good example. Senator Kevin Cramer talks often about this when he calls that legal theft, because that was where, you know, emergency powers were twisted in various states to say, well, we've got to have drop boxes. I mean, why we need drop boxes is beyond me. I think they ought not exist because they're too susceptible to this kind of corruption. You know, but that was a COVID era, and I know that, you know, federally and everything else, a lot of folks are trying to enshrine some of that stuff as permanently going forward. But you know, how many states have drop boxes, and how many were temporary as a result of COVID? How can we reverse that?
Right. So I mean, you're right. It's the COVID grift. I mean, if the deep state is good at anything, they're good at grooming. You know, and you pick a category, they're good at it. So I believe there's something like 17, 18, 20 maybe states that have the drop boxes, although New Mexico and Wisconsin did the awesome work of outlawing them in their states, and we need them to be outlawed everywhere. This was, you know, a concerted effort, you know, that they put in place to steal the election, in my mind. COVID was a great big steal, and the drop boxes were part of that. And so, yeah, and really, you put those drop boxes up against the Constitution, it fails every time. There's absolutely no way constitutionally, because there's no chain of custody. And our free and fair election relies upon chain of custody for us to be a nation.
And we know what we know because of video surveillance at these things, but I like your approach a lot better. And there's ways people can help with this. I mean, North Dakota does not have drop boxes, but we can help in Minnesota. You know, we can find a neighboring state. Talk a little bit about the kind of help you need from volunteers.
Okay, great. Yeah, and even in North Dakota and in all the states that don't have them, you know, if you have some other skills like organizational, or you're a good writer, or if you're good with tech, or if you're good with, you know, security, we're building out the whole organization. So just because you're in a state that doesn't have drop boxes, you know, if you want to be a part of this going forward, because we're not going to stop at midterms. We're going to continue to do. I mean, we went from Dropbox Initiative to Clean Elections USA, because we're going to be encompassing, as we go forward, continuing to do more things, like a number of things that we will continue to work on. So feel free to come on over. I mean, if all you want to do is watch Dropbox, you probably need to be in a state where there's a Dropbox, but unless you want to skip the border and go help us in another area. But, you know, also, if you can't help in any other way, you're welcome to come and give if you can, if you want to support us. You know, we need the financial support to keep this all going from state to state. Right now, we have 16 states, I think, that I said that we are operational in, and so we need all kinds of support. So, you know, jump over to cleanelectionsusa.org and join the cause. Click the button to join the cause, and we will get you plugged in if you're able to help.
One more time, that's clean.
Let me just say this, too. A lot of people say to me, why don't we just use the cameras? And I got to tell you, okay, go look at Georgia, who lost millions of hours accidentally. Oops, it's just gone. You know, what about Bronovich down in Arizona, who said, yeah, I've never gotten those. Greg Phillips personally gave those to him or to his people three times, and he kept saying, I never got those. So video surveillance, it doesn't do it. Also, we're not trying to do after the fact, oh, let's catch them out. We're trying to prevent it. Be a deterrent in the beginning, because they won't walk up to a box where there's 10 people. So those ballots never cross the lip of that box, and that's the goal.
And the surveillance also told us that a lot of these things happen in the dead of night. So, you know, they're not afraid to do this at all. I love your grassroots effort here. I really do, Melody. It's inspiring. CleanElectionsUSA.org. Every Republican, every Democrat, every conservative, liberal, independent, whatever political flavor you have, ought to agree. Elections should be clean. CleanElectionsUSA.org to help with the efforts. Thank you, Melody. Appreciate the story.
Thanks for the time. Y'all have a great day.
Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up, Alan Dershowitz, too, and more on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota land auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. FreedomMattersUSA.com is the website to find out more about the visit of the one and only Candace Owens, coming to North Dakota on Thursday, September 15th, 7 o'clock, Bismarck Event Center for Candace Owens. Tickets start at $20 and available at FreedomMattersUSA.com. 11 before the top of the hour. Remember somebody wanted to... The Biden speech, when it happens, do we know what time the speech is today?
Oh, he's talking, actually. Well,
Putin's kleptocracy.
Wait a minute.
Kleptocracy. What? This legislative package transfers our law enforcement capabilities.
We couldn't wait. We just had to play some of the greatest hits.
He doesn't even know where he is, what he's doing.
Hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My personal favorite yesterday in Pennsylvania, traipsing down the steps of Air Force One with the COVID theater mask on, and the mask comes off halfway down the steps. So, see me, I have my mask on. How about that, folks? And then proceeds to take the mask off halfway down and then, you know, go face-to-face, nose-to-nose with half a dozen people.
Yep.
Does that make any sense at all?
None of it does.
Oh, my gosh.
Not how any of this works.
So today's speech is about the soul of America. The soul of America, our democracy. So they're going to dust off some more of that, that you know, the mega, ultra-mega folks are the threat to democracy. That's what they're, that's what he's going to try and pitch today. So
we're fascists, you know.
It'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is, so let's see if we can find out what time it is.
But he knows what time it is.
Yeah, he might not know what day it is. Yeah, but
true.
I don't know when the speech is scheduled, so we'll find out. That sounds like a, you know, kind of a Richard Nixon, you know, fireside chat kind of deal, maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll let you know when we know. Listener says, I think Joe yells and talks like a tough guy, so he feels to himself that he's in charge and portrays to himself that he's mentally competent, when in reality we, the extreme mega terrorists, know he is not. Someday God will give him the opportunity to repent of all the awful, sinful ways he has been living. All right. Jim the flagpole guy is here on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim. How's it going?
Scott, you know, regarding that guy in the White House, I really feel bad for him because, you know, I think he with given all of that he's, you know, usurped and he's put the world, he's obviously in the bag for China. He's obviously not for the American citizen. And he's done so much to hurt us, you know, and so then... So then as he continues forward with his rhetoric, you know, he feels threatened, so now he's got to be a big shooter and say he's in charge of the F-15s. And I just feel sorry for a guy like that, that he would, you know, when you think about the type of person that he must be, that he doesn't even connect with us. And he doesn't connect with our flag, and he doesn't, I wish that he would be able to come to one of my jobs and after we install a flagpole and he watches a grown man and a grown woman shed tears for something beautiful that happened to them or somebody that they honored, their parents, and feel that America, you know, he doesn't have that. And for him to call us fascists and everything, I just feel sorry for him. You know, he's the kind of guy, he's being accused, according to Charlie Kirk and others, the diary is real, and she accuses him of sexual molestation. And then his son is leaving his laptop lay around, and with all of his degradation, you know, those kids are crying out. You know, we just need to pray in Jesus' name that they're healed. You know, and I'm worried that Joe Biden is so far along in his dementia and his ability that he won't repent, and then his eternity is forever. And, you know, for those that don't like that, don't be God-phobic. You know, I have a right to believe in God and two genders. Don't be God-phobic. I think, you know, don't cancel me, because I have a right to believe that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 2 weeks after, the day after Candace Owens, we're celebrating our grand opening. 6 years, Scott. 6 years we're going to be in. Finally, we have a storefront. We have Noah at the Manning the Soul Machine. You come to Bismarck on the 16th, please come and visit us. We're going to have an open house, and we're going to be sharing just how good that God has been to us. All of our hard work and running around, installing flagpoles all over the Great Plains, finally culminating into a storefront, into a place that people can come and pick up their flags. If you come to Bismarck for other reasons, drop your flags off. Noah will sew them up. Come back, pick them up on your way back out of town. We're just so happy to be able to have this opportunity before us where we can offer the greatest symbol of freedom short of the cross, the light of liberty, right there, the American flag, be right at your fingertips in Mandan, North Dakota. And
What's the address, Jim, of the new location for folks to put that on their...
3930 21st Street, Southeast, Mandan, North Dakota. It's behind Kiss Livestock, right behind it. Brand new development, brand new storefront, and a brand new day for America. They get
there you go.
Bitter, we get better.
I love it. Jim the Flagpole Guy, usflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. See you, Jim. God bless.
God bless you. God bless America.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.